You're listening to Times the Brief, powered by the Salvation Army. Your donation helps fight for good throughout your local community. To give through Alexa, donate by saying, "Alexa, make a donation to the Salvation Army," or go to salvationarmyusa.org to make a gift. That doesn't represent me. The man whose mom made him the face of a viral hashtag #HimToo meme wants no part of it, by Ashley Hoffman. This week, a mother made her son the face of a viral #HimToo political meme that he wants no part of. Peter Hansen was shocked to find photos of himself in his Navy uniform all over the internet with a message that sparked a Twitter trend on Monday. It appeared to suggest that at the time of Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court confirmation hearings, men have fallen victim to false sexual assault accusations. "This is my son," began his mother's now-deleted post, which was originally tweeted under the handle Marla Reynolds SC3 and included a snapshot of Hansen. "He graduated number one in boot camp. He was awarded the USO award. He was number one in a school. He is a gentleman who respects women. He won't go on solo dates due to the current climate of false sexual accusations by radical feminists with an axe to grind. I vote. #HimToo." Despite the fact that the mother soon deleted the tweet about his supposed struggle to be comfortable on dates amid the #MeToo movement, that didn't stop it from spreading on the wings of critics who escalated things rapidly. But that didn't stop the internet from having lots to say about the original post. In the print version of this article, several tweeted memes are included, the first of which being a photo of Guy Fieri from @MikeDrucker. "This is my son. He graduated number one from the University of Flavortown. He was awarded 3 bangin' fajita poppers. He was number one in Flamin' Hot Crunch. He won't go on solo dates due to the current climate of false accusations of taking the last slice of pizza. I vote. #HimToo. The second meme is a photo of Hipster Hulk with an iPhone from @ISmashFizzle. "This is my son. He graduated number one in boot camp. He is the strongest Avenger. He broke Harlem. I vote. #HimToo. The third is a screen grab from the movie Dune, tweeted by @DavidCleon. "This is my son. He is the product of millennia of selective breeding. He is the Kwisatz Haderach and the messiah long prophesied by the Freeman. He won't go on solo dates due to the current climate of false accusations by radical feminists with an axe to grind. I vote. #HimToo. The final tweet is a still from the film The Boy in the Plastic Bubble from @WGladstone that reads, "This is my son. He graduated number one from the School of Hard Knocks. He lives in a plastic bubble because he has a rare disease. He won't go on dates with women, whom he respects as much as plastic, due to the bubble and also almost certainly being gay. I vote. #HimToo. And Hansen himself took to Twitter shortly after midnight on Tuesday to clarify things and try to change the conversation under the handle @ThatWasMyMom. Peter Hansen tweeted, "That was my mom. Sometimes the people we love do things that hurt us without realizing it. Let's turn this around. I respect and #believe women. I never have and never will support #HimToo. I'm a proud Navy vet, cat dad, and ally. Also, Twitter, your meme game is on point." He's now encouraging people to donate to charities including the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society and Make-A-Wish. People enjoyed the speedy development in the plot. "It doesn't represent me at all," Hansen told the Washington Post. "I love my mom to death, but boy, I'm still trying to wrap my head around all this," Hansen, who chose to protect his mother's privacy, said. His mother's comments may not have been out of step with the president's feelings, who recently said he believed it was a very scary time for young men in America. The #HimToo hashtag is not brand new. It emerged as a counterpoint to mock #BelieveWomen and #IBelieveFord. But people also popularized an earlier iteration to help circulate men's voices as they shared their own experiences of sexual harassment and assault alongside women.